I'm just trying to make sure we do this right. We've already stubbed our toe, I think, and whether everybody agrees with that or not, it wasn't a pretty picture. And I really want to do it right. And I'm still a little frustrated that what seems to me to be very important, somebody that's had a, if there is somebody that has a great track record with our district, you get 5 points. What could be more important than having a great track record with our district in terms of knowing that you're going to probably get a good job again, and you get 5 whopping points? The rest of this, as was said, is very subjective, and unless you do actually go to the trouble, and I don't even know how you can do it, to find where, you know, these people have done other jobs where they're not using them as references, then you know, you don't go through that trouble, well, then you're not going to find out about the negative situations. Whereas when they work with us, we know about the negative and the positives because they work for us, and we have a track record that we can look at. So I just think it ought to be at least more points. It ought to be weighted a little more, reduce some of these somewhere else a few points, and at least make it 10 points. That's not asking for a whole lot to go all the way to where you could actually get 10 points. If that means a total of 20 and you get 10 automatically, then once again, it's still just 10 points that could possibly be an advantage to anybody who's worked with us before. And you're absolutely correct. It doesn't have to be somebody local. As long as they've worked with us, I don't care where they are, Timbuktu, if they did a great job with us, that's very useful information, as opposed to a lot of this subjective stuff.